Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, we're expecting the release of more than 3,000 files pertaining to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. So, what's the likelihood we'll learn anything new about a case that's fueled so many conspiracy theories over the years? With us to talk about that is Gerald Posner, author of the New York Times bestselling book on the Kennedy assassination titled Case Closed. Mr. Posner, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Absolutely, Bob. Great to talk to you and your listeners.
In your book, you concluded Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. You expecting any bombshells from these papers today?
I'm not. These papers, you know, many people think that since they're still sealed after 54 years, that nobody's ever seen them. But they were, in fact, reviewed in the 1990s by the Assassination Reviews Board, which was set up as part of this law that's mandating their release today. And those board members deemed most of these documents irrelevant for the main part of the assassination.
What will you specifically be looking for in the papers then?
The greatest interest for me is files that happen to do with CIA surveillance on the Soviet embassy and the Cuban embassy in Mexico City. That becomes relevant since Oswald visited Mexico City only 7 weeks before Kennedy was murdered. He was trying to get to Havana, where he wanted to get to Cuba and join the Cuban Revolution. He got rejected twice at the Soviet embassy and once at the Cuban mission. There have been rumors over the years that he may have threatened Kennedy at the Cuban mission to try to show his good communist bona fides. And these files may, in fact, resolve whether he did make such a threat. And if he did, whether CIA surveillance picked up any of that, what did they do with it? There may be some embarrassment in here for the agency in terms of what they had compiled on Oswald and what they kept to themselves and not even to the Warren Commission.
As you know, there's long-held theory by conspiracy theorists that the assassination came in response to U.S. efforts to remove Fidel Castro in Cuba, remove him from power. Considering that the Castro government, the revolutionary government, is still in power in Cuba, do you think that documents related to any of that might be redacted, might be held back?
Great question. In normal circumstances, I would say to you, yes, I would think some of that would be redacted and held back. When this law was passed 25 years ago, it included a provision that when the files are released on their final day today, they have to be in their entirety, unless the agencies that thought that there was harm to one of four areas, either national security, law enforcement, intelligence, or foreign relations, made a case to the president alone, and the president would then determine if there was an identifiable harm, and that harm outweighed the benefit in public disclosure. If we had Obama in office, or Bush the younger, or Clinton, they were more versed in the nature of these document releases, and maybe one of those presidents would have sided with one of the agencies and still holding on to a few. But Trump is indicating as though the files will be released in their entirety. I don't think he got into the weeds to determine whether, in fact, those harm quotients under the law were met. He's decided to give it a broad brush and send it free. So we like it in terms of disclosure, but it's a rather unusual move.
So let me close by asking a personal, professional question as a researcher and writer. After having looked into this for so many years, if you could answer any question today about the JFK assassination with the information you glean from these documents, what would that be?
It would be whether Lee Harvey Oswald threatened President Kennedy's life while he was in the Cuban mission. And if Oswald did make that threat inside that mission, was our monitoring of it from the CIA's perspective a sound recording, or did we get an informant telling us that? If so, what did they do with it? Those are the questions, the sequence that I would follow. That's what I really like to know.
Gerald Posner, thanks a lot. Let's hope we get some of these questions answered today with the release of these documents. Gerald Posner, the author of the book Case Closed, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me. I look forward to reading these documents today.